The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, it's the Champions of the People Injury Show. We are injury attorneys. We do this injury show for you to give you the information you need to empower you to fight these insurance companies that try to beat and defeat your injury claims. All the time. We've been doing it for years. We do a variety of shows all over the state of Colorado, and we're glad to do this show for you. This is an injury show. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984. We are injury attorneys, and we formed it with a vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. And believe me, many, many times you need professionals on your side. It's hard to navigate the insurance maze when the insurance companies are well-trained and highly educated. And don't you ever think, let me ask you a question. When you talk to the adjuster, you're in an accident, you talk to the adjuster for the at-fault party, what do you think? You think they're just somebody that's answering the phone? You think they're not trained? You don't think they have scripts? They've been has access to doctors, lawyers, seminars, sessions, computer programs. They're trained in this area. They know what questions to ask you. Do you know? Do you really know? And do you think you're going to be taken advantage of? You think they're going to try to get information from you that they're probably not entitled to, some of them, a lot of them? What do you think? So the answer is yes, they're highly trained. They got their own scripts. They got their own computer programs. We've covered this in other shows. One of them's called Colossus. Their job is to get information from you and give you very much nothing, very little. For example, if you're talking to an insurance adjuster after an accident, and they ask you, you know, what happened? What were your injuries? Did you have pre-existing conditions? Some of those questions aren't even proper at that juncture. Maybe. Never. But if you don't know what you're doing, you're just guessing. You're hoping. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You give us a call, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. A significant, meaningful game plan, so you'll understand what you can do and what you shouldn't do, and what the insurance company can do and what they can't do and what they shouldn't do. And what are you going to do when they say, well, I'm going to send you a few forms and you sign them and get them back to me? I can't help you unless you help me. So go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right on the home page. It's easy to find, easy access. There's two buttons. One button you can hit, it's our show on what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster for the very first time. The other button on championsofthepeople.com, our website, is a printable, downloadable, quick checklist. Doesn't include everything, but it's a quick checklist, what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. And why don't you ask them some questions, right? And you can go to our website and find out all about it, championsofthepeople.com. That's our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, we're talking about, our subject is, you know, why are there so many injury lawsuits? Why does everybody have to go to court? Why do we have to go to trial? And we touched last week, Brad, a little bit on the fact that, you know, our example last week, I believe, was that let's say you're injured, you have $20,000 in medical bills. Medical bills are just one small part of your damages, injuries, and losses. And they offer you, the insurance company offers you $12,000, not even the amount of the medical bills, $12,000, take it or leave it.
Right. And that's when you end up saying, well, wait a minute. Let me see if I get this right. Your insured ran into me. Your insured hurt me. Your insured caused me to have to get these medical bills. If I wouldn't have gotten these medical bills, I'd have been able to go to work that morning. Or if I wouldn't have gotten run into, I'd have been able to go to work that morning. I'd have sat down. I would have gotten in front of my computer, maybe had a cup of coffee or something to drink, and I would have done my job. And everything would have been just fine. Instead, what happened is because somebody ran into me, what I had to do instead was I had to go to the hospital or I later on had to check in with a doctor, or I had to make an appointment, I had to go to a doctor, I had to tell the doctor where my pains were and what my problems were. The doctor then had to diagnose me, set me up for some treatment, maybe sent me to a couple clinics, maybe sent me for an MRI, and set me up to be taken care of for the next 6 months. And I've had to have 6 months or a year's worth of care. And maybe I might need even more medical care. And my bills, and I got medical bills. So the only factor that caused you to be at the doctor's office rather than at your home or at your regular work office was the fact that you got hit, that somebody ran into you, that somebody smashed into you, and you got hurt. And you look and say, it only makes sense that if somebody hurts you or causes you to have to go get doctor's bills incurred, that they should pay for the doctor's bills. Somewhere, somehow, insurance companies don't necessarily believe that. And they don't necessarily agree with that. Because they then look and say, we're going to start applying our own set of rules to that medical care. And their own set of rules are actually rules that have no common basis or make sense at all, except for one. And that's that it saves the insurance company money. And so they will start applying their own set of rules. And it sometimes even contrary to what case law says, sometimes even contrary to what would happen if you went to trial, they just apply their own rules. And if they can get you to agree to this set of rules and agree to what they want to do without going to a lawyer, then they've really got you. And they know they got you. But if you go to a lawyer, they'll even try to apply that set of rules to us as attorneys to try to take advantage of what they hope will be somebody who's going to get a quick settlement, who's going to turn your case over, who's going to churn it in and churn it out, who's going to say, okay, we're just going to get ourselves some money real quick, and we may not even have a lawyer see you. We're going to have our settlement staff or our pre-litigation staff or our resolution group or whatever they might be called. They're going to have those people come running in and see if they can get a quick settlement, and if they can get it, they're going to take it. And a lot of times they're going to accept some of these nebulous and really ridiculous insurance company rules.
Tell you what. So look at this. Look, I'm going to give you a criminal analogy, okay? It's going to be a little bit out of context, but it'll be in context once I'm done. I'm going to give you a criminal analogy. When police, you know, the Fourth Amendment, illegal searches and seizures. When police want to search some, let's say a car, they stop you and they want to search your car. They don't have a search warrant to search your car. And so what do? They ask you, right, can I look in your trunk? And if you say yes, that's that. You just gave consent. You just agreed. You just gave permission. And that's what Brad meant a minute ago. When they can get you to agree, to give consent, to give permission, then they can get around many barriers that they otherwise might have. So that's the criminal analogy. And there's a civil analogy, but you can give us a call anytime. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. It's all there for you. Now let's use an analogy here for an injury claim, right? I'm going to give you another example. And then I'm going to toss this one to Brad. So, Brad, they're talking to the adjuster. The adjuster says, I need 15, 20 years of your medical records. I need you to give me the names of your doctor, all your doctors that you've had for your whole lifetime, plus sign a release. There's a case called Alcon versus Spicer. That case says that if you have an injury and you have other medical conditions that are not related to the injury, other body parts, maybe you injured your neck in the car accident, but you've got an ankle injury, maybe you have cancer, maybe you have MS, maybe have other, you sprained your low back years ago. Those body parts have nothing to do with your neck. Those conditions have nothing to do with your injury. And so under Alcon versus Spicer, Brad, they're not entitled to it. But if you agree and you give them permission, they're going to go get the records.
Well, once again, you're dealing with insurance companies who one of their jobs, one of the things they do is they try to find ways to blame the crash or blame the injuries, not the crash, blame the injuries on something else. And so what they want to do is they want to search for something they can pin it on. Now, they do that because they know that if they can get some of that information, if they can get something, and when you were listening to Gary, you stop and think. He said, look, they're going to want to get medical records about other conditions. Although you're claiming the crash hurts your neck, they're going to want to get medical records about other conditions that you might have had years ago and for which you may have had no treatment. And they do that because they know. And if you're listening, you're probably going, well, how would they be able to do that? I mean, come on. If my neck's hurting from the crash and I haven't had any problems with my neck for the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, and I hurt my leg or I had some other medical condition years ago, how would they be able to do that? Well, they can do that because they know if they get that information, they've got doctors. They have doctors within their fold that will relate the previous condition and all of a sudden say all your problems are from the previous incident.
We're going to give you some examples after the break, but you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are the champions of the people, and our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website, right? You can go there anytime. You get any of our books free. We have 6 books on our website. You can download an e-copy free. And if you want a hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900 for any question or for any of our books. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, fasten your seatbelt. We're about to take off the Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. The only show of its kind. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado. And we have for years, over 35 years. We've done them all four corners of the state and in between. We've done jury trials in Durango, Sterling, Steamboat Springs, Fort Collins, Pueblo, you name it. We've done it. We can help you. If you can't get to us, we'll come to you. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And we'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation. You know, and a lot of people call us, they're not even in an accident. They just want to know about their insurance coverage. Will we talk to you? Of course. Do it all the time. They have questions about uninsured motorist coverage, underinsured motorist coverage, MedPay. What do you do? What does it mean? And by the way, we wrote a book, the Colorado Definitive Guideline on Colorado Car Insurance. You can get it on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Right? This book is written so you'll understand it. It's got picture examples. It's got arrows pointing to the most appropriate and important language of the policy, so you don't have to hunt and peck, search and find. It's got arrows pointing to the deck sheet, what they mean. It doesn't get any easier than that. But if you have questions, just call us. 303-795-5900. Now, before the break, we were talking about how insurance companies, you know, and why aren't there so many lawsuits? Because they devise ways, and we just gave you the example. You have $20,000 in medical bills. You've been injured, and they offer you $12,000. And medical bills is just one component. But they offer you $12,000 for everything. All your injuries, your pain and suffering, your physical injuries, your emotional suffering, your mental anxiety, your stress, your debilitating and loss of quality of life. $12,000 for everything. If you don't like it, do something about it. And what that means is sue. What that means is file a lawsuit. And then when you file a lawsuit, they call you greedy. Then they call us, lawyers, greedy. Everybody's greedy because it forced you to file a lawsuit. And and when you ask them, why did you drop the medical bills from $20,000 to $12,000? They usually say, well, we repriced them. We have computer programs that reprice your medical bills. Now you, the injured victim, Brad, let's talk about this. You, the injured victim, you still have to pay the $20,000 back once you get the money from the settlement. So they're only offering you $12,000. So you've got to pay the $20,000 back. And they say $12,000, that's too bad because we repriced it. But I guarantee you, the doctors and the healthcare providers that billed those $20,000, they didn't reprice it.
No, they're not going to reprice it. Now, do they have deals with insurance companies, and they have deals where they'll make different charges, or they'll modify their charges based on who's paying the bill? Yes, but then we have very specific, exact laws that say that benefit does not go to the party who caused the injury. It goes to the party who got hurt. But the insurance company doesn't pay attention to that. I mean, the insurance company is supposed to be following the law, and so the insurance company should be looking and saying, well, wait a minute. We know that there were some special deals, but we're still required to pay the billed amount. We're supposed to pay that retail amount, not some kind of special deal that the health insurance company is able to make in paying the bill. But they don't do that. They'll reprice them. They'll say, this is what we consider to be the fair amount that should be paid, billed. This is what we consider should be the amount that should have been billed for this particular form of care. Very interesting when you get into how they arrive at that, because once again, they take people who are dependent upon and who specifically rely in and require insurance company money to survive, and they are the people who will, quote, reprice the bills to make it so that the insurance company finds it to be a good business decision. Let's see, I go get Mr. Joe Jones to go reprice these bills. Yes, I know I've got to pay Joe Jones money to do it, but he's going to reprice these bills in an amount that's going to end out a profit to the insurance company. So they say, well, we're more than happy to hire Joe Jones. Now, Joe Jones looks and goes, I need to make money. I want a job. I want a house. I want my family to be taken care of. So I'm going to make sure that this insurance company continually uses my business. Well, the insurance company is not going to come back to you if you don't give a good enough repricing that's going to allow them to the insurance company to be able to make money off of using you as an independent contractor or as an employee. It's a very simple, basic premise. But it starts with finding Joe Jones, who's either who has some kind of qualifications in front of or behind their name that makes them, quote, an expert, either as a doctor or a medical provider or some other kind of expert. And it starts with Joe Jones being able to save the insurance company money, because insurance companies aren't going to hire somebody that's just going to cost them money all the time. It doesn't even make sense. So Joe Jones knows what he's got to do. The insurance company knows what they've got to do. And they know they need to get a convincing person that's going to be able to get up in front of a jury and be nice and convincing and be a believable person that a jury might just say, well, you know what, we tend to agree and we're going to accept the repricing.
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. 5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or you can go to our website anytime, anywhere, from your phone, your laptop, your iPad. It doesn't matter. Your tablet. championsofthepeople.com. championsofthepeople.com. It's got all of our information there. All of our shows are there. All of our information are there. Our reviews are there. Our results are there. Our biographical entries are there. You can find out about our law firm and whether or not you want to deal with us. You can call us at 303-795-5900. I'm going to give you another example. We're talking about why are there so many injury lawsuits? Why? So an example might be like this. You know, and we can kind of role play here for a minute. Client in the office. I'm going to make up a client, okay, in my office right now. And they said, well, your medical bills are $20,000. You understand you got to pay those back. What do you mean I got to pay them back? You got to pay them back to the health care providers, maybe the health insurance company or the health care providers if they had a lien. So they think they're getting 20 grand back. Yeah, but yeah, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollock, the insurance company only offered me $12,000 for everything. That's not enough to cover my medical bills of 20 grand. We said, we know. So what can we do about it? Well, are they going to pay me any more money? No, they're not. No. That's the bottom line. Take it or leave it. Well, what are my options? What can I do? The only option you have left is to file a lawsuit to make it come true, to make them pay, to try to prove that these are reasonable and necessary medical bills. So that's how that works. And people can't believe that. And then a lot of people ask, wait a minute. I have to pay the money back, but they're not even going to offer me the $20,000. And that's just one small part. So that's right. What can I do? You have to file a lawsuit. That's one reason. It's not the only reason that there's so many lawsuits. But you know, Brad, we do this all the time, and we face this all the time. And then some of our clients ask us, many clients ask me, well, wait just a minute. What happened to the person who hit me? What are they doing? How are they involved in this? And basically, as we have explained before, the insurance company takes over the whole program. The insurance company has all the decision-making power. The person who hits you basically has no decision-making power.
Well, what happens is that if you look at your contracts, there's the duty to cooperate. And so the person who hits you has a duty to cooperate with the insurance company. What that means really is that person who hits you has a duty to let the insurance company do what they want to do and to support whatever actions the insurance company is doing. Now, there's never anything that says the person who caused the accident, the at-fault party, has to lie or has to cheat. But what it does do is it says the person has to cooperate. Now, where does that cooperation begin and end? And why? Why would they cooperate, just because there's a contract? Maybe they say that's not fair, that's not appropriate. Well, the insurance company has the option to look and say whether or not they will extend coverage. And one of the ways they determine if they're going to cover you, even though you've been paying your premiums, even though you've been doing everything, is if you cooperate. If you don't cooperate, then they can say we're not extending coverage. And that therefore places your personal assets at stake in the lawsuit. And so you need to, and I would be telling anybody, any at-fault party, you need to cooperate with your insurance company. Now, where does it stop with cooperation or start with cooperation on what's happening? We face that situation a lot of times when we want certain information or when we want to know certain things, or when a person looks and says, settle this case. I don't want to go to court. I don't want to go to trial. I did something wrong. I was negligent. I caused an injury. I don't want to go to court. Should they be listened to? Will the insurance company necessarily listen to them? Well, we can talk about that after the break, Gary.
I tell you what. So, once you get the idea that the insurance company controls all the decisions, they control the money, they control how much they're going to offer you, they control all of this. The at-fault party controls none of that. None of it. And they have no decision-making power. Now, does the insurance company have duties and obligations to that at-fault party? Absolutely. They have to make sure things go right. That's a whole different area. We could talk about that for 3 or 4 days or a week. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. We're here for you. and we'll be right back.